And they say that sugar's just eat you up out there. And so help me, if I ever actually felt the sugar, I don't know it. Hmm. I just don't know what the difference is. Mm-hmm. You put some tender person out there, and the sugars they do is you get all over them and irritate them.
They get me.
But they never did bother me. Now, mosquitoes can just drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, me too. They all like me.
But a sugar never did bother me.
How about these insects that have stingers?
Mosquitoes?
No, on the other end.
What?
Not bees, but that whole family.
Oh, wow. Well, now let's see. We have a lot of wasps.
Yeah.
And yellow jackets.
Yeah. What's a yellow jacket look like?
A yellow jacket is he's a type of a wasp, you see. He's yellow with black rings around his stinger. And I'm telling you, that's one of those things sting and hurt you worse than any.
Oh boy, I know.
They're kind of pitiful.
Where do they build their nests?
In the, they'll get up in the eaves and up in the shade, mm-hmm. where they think by natural instinct, they get their nests out of rain. I mean, where it would wet them and wash them down. They'll always get up under the eaves of your house or your barn. Mm-hmm. Or if it's trees, they'll get under a thick clunk of leaves. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the river bottom, I mean in the creeks where they can't get to buildings, they build their nest right in those trees. But they'll always get in under a big limb or something. Mm-hmm. They're pretty smart. They try to protect their nest, you know, from the elements of the weather.
Uh-huh. How about these little ones, little skinny ones that'll build mud nests up under your eaves?
Oh, that's they're harmless, but they're dirt daubers. Mm-hmm. But they don't sting you.
You ever call those mud daubers?
Mud daubers, or dirt daubers.
They're certainly delicate little creatures, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you know, once you know something, they get right in the walls of your house if they can find a hole.
Is that right?
If they can find a hole out there, they'll come out in and petition the wall and build them a big old, they had been some, when I tore this house down, that there had been some opening or something between the siding, and they come in. I took a lot of those old dirt daubers down that big square out of the walls of the house. They go in and out and carry that mud in, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, they go out and gather the mud and bring it in and build their houses.
Now, if you could just get them to do that all over, you can get some good insulation.
Yeah, well, it'd be dirt, but it might be all
the dead air space.
Yeah, but they build. They know what they're doing, all right. And then they build cells in there for to raise their young, you know, and live in. You know, you've seen them.
Yeah.
Little round holes.
Uh-huh. So outside sometimes when you're walking, you'll go between two pieces of grass and the spiders will be working. They'll have one of those things stretched across. And
let's see now, when I'm walking.
Yeah. The thing that a spider makes to catch food.
Oh yeah, the spider web.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's gobs of them, you know, and then they have, I don't know why a spider does it, but they're different kind of webs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are round and some of them are just hanging on wire, you know, it's long.
What do you call those little webs in the house that come down from the ceiling and just sort of hang down and drift around?
That's not a cobweb, is it?
Might be.
Yeah, we have cobwebs. We call them all over the house, and you may find them down in the corner where they've fallen down, you know, cobwebs.
They're miserable, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I think I asked you what kind of trees you have around here, didn't I?
Well,
mentioned elm, sycamore.
No, sycamore.
No, that's right.
Oak, elm, cedar,
cottonwood.
And cottonwood, and of course the, that's native. Now, these trees here are Chinese elm and black locust.
Uh-huh.
And the dogwood, which is not a tree, it's a bush, you know.
Uh-huh. Is that native here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, we have a lot of dogwood out on the river. Of course, we've got them mostly cleared out now, but we still have a few thickets out there, the dogwood.